faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman and Batman continue their search for Robin, unaware that the boy is doomed to death by the monkey burglar's henchmen.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, nowadays, when you read the funny papers, you're reminded of those comic buttons in the new series all the gang's collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. And when you take a look at any of your Pep comic buttons, you're reminded of your favorite character's adventures right in the funny papers. It's swell fun because those pictures are so doggone true to life that, well, you'd almost think that you're going to hear the siren on Chief Brandon's police car or hear Superman's famous up, up, and away. You see, every single one of those 18 different pictures is an accurate reproduction of one of your funny few favorites. It's done up in bright color, too, so that you'll feel like strutting around when you wear your Pep comic buttons on your jacket or your dress or cap. And remember, you get these prizes the easy way. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. You just look for your prize inside every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And say, speaking of prizes, how about the good eating you get in Kellogg's Pep, too? Pep is so crisp and fresh and toasty, it's full up to the brim with catchy sunshine flavor. You know, Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. It's a prize in good breakfast eating. So ask Mom for lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. As you remember, Batman's young companion, Robin, is in the hands of a gang behind the so-called Monkey Burglar, a daring young acrobat who, dressed as Robin, has been scaling the walls of skyscraper apartment buildings and robbing the wealthy occupants. In an attempt to find Robin, Clark Kent and Batman visited the last apartment robbed by the mysterious thief. And there, Kent found a high school medal, emblematic of the state gymnastics championship, which he and Batman believed to be an important clue dropped by the Monkey Burglar. But at the High School Athletic Association, our friends learned that 10 such medals had been won in the last decade by 10 different boys, thus giving them 10 suspects. As we continue now, Kent, Batman, and Inspector Henderson, still baffled, are returning to police headquarters in a taxi cab. Listen.
It takes time to track down 10 different boys, Clark. Meanwhile, heaven only knows what's happening to Robin. Or even where he is.
Take it easy, Batman. We don't have to track down all 10 boys who won the medals.
How else do we know which one is the monkey bird?
Yeah, how do you figure that, Kent? Unless you're willing to admit it's Robinson.
Oh, no, don't start that routine again, Inspector.
Okay. What's your angle, Kent? Well, I don't think we have to track down all 10 boys on this list because the monkey burglar has been identified as being about 15 or 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
And a boy who was in high school 10, 9, or even 5 years ago would be older than 15 or 16 now.
That's right.
So all we have to do is check the boys who won the medal in, well, say the last 4 years. Is that all right with you, Inspector?
Oh, sure. Help yourself, Kent. Personally, I'm all washed up with this medal angle. For my money, it's a wild goose chase.
Now, look, Inspector,
I'm all through listening to you fellas, because the mayor, the newspapers, the citizens' committee, every big shot in town is on my neck. I've got just 24 hours to put the monkey burglar behind bars. If I don't do it, well, I'm out on my ear. And unless something happens soon to clear this case, I'm going to take you in, Batman.
Me?
Yes, you.
What for?
I told you before, I'm not satisfied that you don't know where Robin is or what he's been up to.
Now, look here, Inspector.
You heard me, and you can consider it a warning.
Why, how do you like that, Clark?
I don't. Well, here's headquarters. Coming in with me, Kent?
No, thanks. Batman and I are going to work on this list of medal winners.
Yes, and I'll bet we'll make each your words, Inspector.
Yeah, I doubt it. Well, again, I say for your sake, I hope so.
Thanks.
So long.
So long, Inspector. Driver, go on to 1228 Bridge Street.
Okay. What's that address, Clark?
That's where a boy named George Henline lives. He won the state gymnastics championship in 1945.
Why'd you pick him first?
Because he's first on the list.
Oh,
you better shed your costume, Batman. I think it would be better for you to appear simply as Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
Make it snappy. We're turning into Bridge Street now. Apartment 3D, wasn't it, Bat? Bruce?
Yes, that's what it said in the mailbox, Clark.
Okay, here we are.
Here's a
hoping to hit the jackpot right off.
We know in a minute. Here comes a woman to answer our knock.
How do you know? Oh, your x-ray vision. Mm-hmm.
Quiet.
Yes?
Pardon me, are you Mrs. Henline?
Yes, what?
We understand that your son, George, won the state high school gymnastics championship 3 years ago. Is that right?
Why, yes, it is. George is a wonderful athlete.
Oh?
As a matter of fact, he may be on the next Olympic team.
Well?
That's what he said in his last letter.
His letter?
What do you mean, Mrs. Henline?
Well, he's in Germany, you know.
Germany?
Well, yes, with the Army of Occupation.
Uh-oh.
But do come in, and I'll be glad to tell you what you wanted all about, George.
Oh, well, thanks very much, but it won't be necessary now. We wanted to talk with your son, but since he's out of the country...
We're sorry we troubled you.
Yes.
Thanks, and goodbye, Mrs. Henline.
No trouble at all. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, that's that for number one. All right, come on, Bruce.
Right. Who's next, Clark?
Well, let's take a look. Frank Ames, 126 Crescent Drive.
Okay, let's go.
Ames, we understand that your son Frank won the high school gymnastics championship 2 years ago. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Mr. Kent. Frank's quite an athlete.
Well,
may I ask why you're inquiring about that?
Yes, certainly. You see, I'm a reporter for the Daily Planet, my friend Bruce Wayne.
Oh, yes. Reporters? Well, quite a few of you gentlemen of the press have been here to get a story since Frank went to training camp.
What? Training camp?
Why, yes. I assumed you knew he signed a contract with the Red Sox baseball team and went south to their training camp last week.
No, I...
Frank's an excellent pitcher, you know.
Oh, yes. He went south last week?
That's right.
Blank number two.
I beg your pardon?
It's our mistake, Mr. Ames.
Mistake? I'm afraid I don't understand.
Well, we were looking for a different story.
And a different boy.
Yes, so we'll apologize for bothering you and get along. Thanks very much, though.
Goodbye, Mr. Ames. Let's go, Clark.
Right. On to prospect number three.
I see you're getting set for a trip of Superman.
Right.
Well, where to now?
Next stop is downstate in Bensonville to see a boy named Phil Edwards who won the state gymnastics championship in 1943.
Oh, I hope this one pans out. I'm beginning to think we may be barking up the wrong tree.
I don't think we are. Yeah. All set. You ready?
Yep. Let her rip.
Okay. Up and away!
My son Phil did win the state gymnastics championship in 1943.
I see. Could you tell me where he is now, Mrs. Edwards?
Certainly. He's in college now.
In college?
Yes. He's an excellent student, and he manages to keep up his athletics, too. He's on the team at state college.
Is this the picture of your son, Mrs. Edwards?
That's right.
Oh, he's a fine-looking boy.
Yeah, he must be over 6 feet tall.
He's exactly 6 feet 2 inches tall.
Well, that lets him out, Clark.
Lets him out? Of course.
Oh, no, nothing. Nothing at all. Thank you, Mrs. Edwards. Thanks very much. Come on, Bruce. We have one prospect left.
Three tries and three blanks. Maybe Inspector Henderson was right, Clark, when he said some perfectly innocent person dropped the medal.
No, sir. My hunch still says the monkey burglar dropped it, and we've got one more chance to prove it.
And who's our last prospect?
A boy named Billy Riggs, who lives on Morton Street in Metropolis. He won the medal last year.
I see.
There we are. Now, you all set for a quick trip via Superman Express?
Yes, but this is our last chance. If Billy Riggs isn't a monkey burglar, we may never find Robin.
Last chances have paid off for me before, Bruce.
Well, I've got my fingers crossed, Superman.
Right. Here we go. Up and away!
Leaping high into the sky with Bruce Wayne, Superman rockets back to Metropolis, following the final clue, which may or may not lead our friends to the mysterious monkey burglar, and so to the missing Robin. Are they on the right track? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by.
Say, you know how it is when you get excited about something? You know, sometimes you get your words all mixed up. Well, the other day, a young pal of mine got so excited when his mother opened a new package of Kellogg's Peps. Here's what he said. Gee, Mom, just what I need in my collection. Vitamin Flintheart. Well, of course, he was talking about Vitamin Flintheart, of those funny paper characters on the Peps comic buttons in that new series All the Gang's Collecting. And believe me, any one of those 18 new and different buttons is something to get excited about. The colors are so clear and bright, they stand out like anything against that gleaming white background. Yes, sir. Seems like you're not in the swing these days unless you're collecting those swell prizes. So you better keep going on your collection. Ask Mom to get you a good supply of Kellogg's Pets. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these collie buttons anywhere. You just look inside every package of Kellogg's Pep you open, and there's your prize. And what else do you get from a box of Pep? Well, a mighty terrific dish for breakfast. Yes, sir. A bowl of those sunny golden toasted whole wheat flakes is just the thing to start off your day with a bang. So ask Mom for lots of P-E-P. The Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now, in a small apartment in the squalid tenement district of Metropolis, we find the thin, wiry man called Spider and Jonesy, his husky henchman, engaged in conversation.
Keeper Spider, and Robin Kid sure is a little wildcat. But Slim and I got him tied up now, so he'll stay tied.
Good. I gotta laugh when I think about how the cops are sure he's the monkey burglar.
Yeah, we got a fool all right, huh?
Yeah. I want to keep him fooled till this last caper is over, the one we pull tonight.
Boy, is this one a pit.
At least $100,000.
Hey, that's a lot of cabbage.
And how? With that and what we already got, we can retire after tonight, don't you?
Yeah, well, that'll be okay with me. You know, the kid's been giving me the jitters.
You mean Robin?
No, our monkey kid. Complaining all the time, and especially since he lost his good luck piece.
What good luck piece?
Didn't he tell you? He always carries some little medal he won in a high school gym meet or something. Says it's his good luck piece.
So what?
Well, so this morning he couldn't find it. Now he went home to see if it's there.
He went home?
Yeah.
What'd you let him do that for, you lunkhead?
Well, I figured it might calm him down if he finds his dopey medal. Anyhow, you let him go home before.
Yeah, but not in the daytime when he's supposed to be in school.
Hey, I never thought of that.
Ah, well, maybe it don't matter anymore. Because we'll be all done with him after tonight anyhow.
Look, you're just gonna let him go then, Spider?
Are you kidding? With all he knows?
I didn't think you would. How about the Robin kid?
Yeah, we're gonna let the cops find him.
The cops? But Robin's seen me, and he's seen you, too.
Don't be so dumb, Jonesy. Robin ain't gonna be able to talk when the cops find him.
Oh, you mean...
Sure. The cops think Robin is the monkey burglar. Okay. So they're going to find him tonight after we pull this last caper. But like I say, he ain't going to be able to tell him he ain't the monkey burglar. And neither is Billy Rich, the real monkey burglar.
Gleaming, Spider pronounces doom for Robin and for the boy named Billy Riggs, the real monkey burglar. Will Superman and Batman meet Billy Riggs, who is the one person who might yet be able to lead them to Robin in time to save the youngster's life? What will happen? A great deal happens in tomorrow's exciting episode, so don't fail to be with us. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, get a load of this. In Kellogg's Variety, there are 10 individual packages of cereal for you to choose from. Every morning, you can pick out your own private box of cereal. And it'll be one of your Kellogg's favorites, like Pepper or Rice Krispies and Corn Flakes. Boy, that's a circus of fun. That's Kellogg's Variety, the handy white, green, and red package with all those crisp, fresh Kellogg cereals. Some flakes, some shredded, some pops, made from corn, wheat, or rice. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.